You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Mark Cass has made it his mission to fill this town with artists. The owner of art store chain Cass Art was born into a family of art lovers. His father founded a sculpture foundation, while a great-great-uncle was an important art dealer in the 1920s. Mark set up his first shop selling artist supplies in 1984, and for the past 20 years has dedicated himself to supporting and nurturing artistic talent around the country. Mark joined us in the studio to talk us through how he has turned Cass Art into the purpose-driven business it is today.
The impetus to be involved in the art world was really very much my family. I think there's four generations of the Cass family. I was brought up in a house where my father used to sort of hide Hockneys under the bed because we lived in a small house in Highgate. He was very passionate about modern art, and it was something that I think we were, as children, taken to all the museums early on. A lot culturally meeting artists and from a family point of view. Probably early on, my first job was working actually in Charing Cross Road, 13 Charing Cross Road, in the art shop, which was an old Reeves shop. I was very passionate about cameras. I was walking around with a Spotmatic at that time, Pentax Spotmatic, and that really was my mission. I wanted to see the eye through that lens, and I wanted to turn that shop. I thought it was a good location in Trafalgar Square into a camera store, which I was able to do a few years later, actually. Well, I left Getty in 2001. I left New York then, and I came back to the UK with my two children, who were 13 and 14 at that time. And I suppose it was about a year and a half, but I did have 13 Charing Cross Road, which had been an art shop for over 100 years, but I really hadn't paid that much attention to it. So I had that business sitting there. It was the best located art store behind the National Gallery in the world. But as you hear, that wasn't my passion at that time. I sat down, I looked at a lot of other businesses. I was being invited back to many businesses associated with Getty. And I went and saw Winsor & Newton, who are the largest art supplier in the world. And somehow they convinced me that most of the art shops in London had been closing across the world. And I saw an opportunity to reinvent it. Luckily, fate has it that I had this shop behind the National Gallery at 13 Charing Cross Road that I'd actually started in 1984, but I'd been running another business, and I was very lucky to have a manager there, Simon, who knew and was an artist. And when I went to America, I got some very good advice from some accountants, as you do, and they said, Mark, whatever you do, don't take any income, don't do any, move any money, it will complicate your life. And I was lucky enough that I didn't need it. So when I came back in 2001, there was some money in the business. Not a lot, actually, to be honest, in sort of big relative terms. But there was enough that actually we were able to start a second shop, which was in High Street, Kensington, from scratch, and build it with the new mission and the edited version that we actually needed to do. Working with, and you know, I think the Pentagram Design, who, you know, I think were absolutely critical in their thinking process to make sure that an entrepreneur who always has slightly crazy ideas made sure that the design concept and everything else came together. And they're very closely located to Kensington High Street, and so they were able literally to come down at lunchtime, and you know, I credit them with a lot. And you know, that shop in fact is today, the Design Museum just moved next to it in the last few weeks. I think it's 9 months ago. It's doing very, very well. You know, I think in the last few years, I think whether it's been the colouring craze or whether, I think we've seen it. We recently did a survey across the UK too, and in 1984, if you'd asked people how creative they are, you would have got about 5 to 6% putting their hands up saying we're creative. Today, the survey was somewhere around 75-80% of us. And talking to my children and some, you know, our staff, who are certainly art students, but broader, you know, that's enormous. So we're talking to a much, I mean, that's an incredible change. And obviously we all know why. We're sitting here with mobile phones that we take pictures on. And so we've all actually been brought into, you know, we are nearly all creative. So the mission in that part, I think, is nearly done. The question is how we continue it, because there's a lot of concern, I think, in education, where this country continues to take, even though we believe in creativity, it's the number one export and all those things, we believe actually taking art and those things out of the curriculum for other reasons is important, and that needs to be looked at. We're in a business that's a secret business, a bit like buying a bottle of wine. You don't know what's in that wine bottle, and everything about our business in that tube and everything else, you need someone else to demystify it and tell you and help explain that. So there'll always be a percentage of people who know, who understand, who actually, yeah, just can buy it from anywhere. But I believe if we do our job well, that yes, we'll continue to invite people in and share with them, which is why we only hire basically art graduates. That is my belief process. It's working. I'm not a predictor of the next 100 years, but there's no doubt that you know, everybody will be transacting on mobile. I think we can see that. But yes, I think the high street has a place, and I think we can see it, especially for, you know, luxury items. I think the biggest crisis actually was early on, where we were opened a shop, for example, in Berwick Street. We thought that with the advertising agency and the creative community there, that and we went there and we talked to everybody, and we thought that this business would grow. And we found actually that advertising agencies at that time actually weren't, probably had moved into more digital areas. And while the individuals were still being creative, that there wasn't a business. And we sat down and we realized that maybe there was a customer problem. And like all problems, you know, every problem actually usually changes the business, and this one certainly did. So we sat down with the manager. I remember doing it well, but she tried very hard, and I said, what customers are coming into the shop? And she said, it's funny, there's a lot of students from London College of Fashion. And we said, and we sat there and we went, okay, well, that's what we need to do. And so we then targeted students, and that's obviously been our number one mission, actually, for bringing new blood in every year, and that's how Cass Art grows. But it came from, actually, we had the wrong customer focus. And so we were able to see who was coming into the shop, again, from a retail point of view, that's great, and then identify that, and then go after that. And that changed, as I say. We now have a student ambassador who basically looks after 40 or 50 students embedded in universities. And it's probably 20-25% of our business, but each year refreshes. Also gives us the idea, I suppose, of what products are needed, how things are changing. My entrepreneurial zeal absolutely comes from my father. I think many, many years of watching him. He was a company doctor turning businesses around. And, you know, to be invited into the boardroom at 12 years old, into a paint factory, and be shown around, I think those sorts of things are absolutely clearly the beginnings of it. So, you know, I thank him. I don't think I had any choice. It's been and is an interesting ride. It continues to change every day. The mission statement, creativity for all, which is really what it's about. And then obviously the sort of, I suppose, the banner, let's fill this town with artists, let's fill the world with artists, was the call. And why is that? We were in the digital world, and there was a true belief, I think, in that world, that we needed to connect in a different way. And I think there were people around, whether it actually be architects and people, Norman Foster, people like that, who were talking to me, showing me their books that they still, yes, they use the CAD/CAM, but actually all the great ideas, all the mistakes came from their pencils in notebooks. And I think that gave me hope, actually, to say, okay, actually there needs to be a broader need to get people using the tools. And ultimately, I had to make those tools more accessible. and that's really what we aimed doing. But no, the manifesto became, in all ways, and I think still today, we look at it literally every week and make sure that it's still relevant. But we haven't changed a word of it in 12 years. So absolutely, that's the mission. It is a mission. We don't see ourselves as an art supply store. We see ourselves, as I say, as you know, maybe painting in the future will be something that there's less of. But we need to supply the creative tools for people to do things.
Thanks very much to Mark Cass, owner of Cass Art, for coming in and sharing his story. Thanks too to Gaia Lutz, who produced this show, and to Kieran Matthew Banerjee for editing it. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.